Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When things are out of your hand, when there's nothing you can do, or if you've done all that you could do, where do you turn? Well, I turn to my faith.
Some advice from Pastor Keith Miller about faith when times get tough. And times have been tough for Pastor Miller recently. He's been having to pastor himself a little more than usual these days as he watches his 28-year-old daughter, Crystal Miller, deal with breast cancer. Listening and learning and sharing.
You know, it's not unique to anyone. I think a lot of people go through the same thing. And it's very important that people know that they're not alone, that there are others out there that may not have had the same experience, but they understand.
Keith Miller and his breast cancer survivor daughter, Crystal, also have with them the community of listeners who have followed our series, Under Her Skin, three African-American women chronicling their experience with breast cancer for much of this year. In Crystal's case, this is a journey along with her dad, who agreed to make an audio journal of his experience. Keith Miller and Crystal were in our studio recently looking forward to a milestone. Not Christmas, but a year of being cancer-free, something Crystal and her dad haven't felt since last holiday season.
2 days before Christmas, it was very heartbreaking. And you want to be there to support your child. And you try not to show any weakness because you want to be strong. But when you have those moments and you're alone, the tears do flow, you know.
Now, is that weakness, Crystal?
No.
The tears flowing?
No, I think it's human. I think it's love that he cares so much about me that he didn't want to see me have to go through this. So I don't see it as a weakness at all.
And what did you make of her wanting to share this whole story with the entire universe here?
You know, being a pastor, I believe that when we experience things in life, that there's a big picture. Even though we're knocked down, sometimes we do get up. And because we're able to get up, we're able to help those who have faced similar situations. And sometimes that can be our calling in life, to be able to share our experiences with others so others may be able to see their way through a situation.
So the preacher's daughter becomes a preacher. That's what this is about here.
Yeah, I think it's great to be able to share your testimony. And I think it was great to actually do it while I was going through, as well as just not the end, because, you know, it's easy after everything's said and done to be like, yeah, I did it, you could do it too, da, 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 da. But to actually see somebody going through and saying, I'm doing it, and showing them that it can be done, I think that was important. A lot of times we go through life and we think everything's about us, and really it's not. You know, it's about other people, helping other people. And I think I've learned that.
Yes.
And what's the status medically, without getting into too many details?
I'm cancer-free, and I'm almost finished with treatment. I have 2 more infusions to go, and I will be done December 19th. So I'm very happy. Very happy to say I'm cancer-free.
Now, are you happy? Are you lucky? Are you blessed?
Blessed.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't believe in luck. I saw this day. Sometimes it was difficult to see, but I saw this day coming where I was going to be cancer-free, and I knew it would I believed it would happen.
So, you know, cancer's everybody's, you know, top 10 fear.
Yes.
Right, Keith?
You're right.
But a parent's number one fear is what?
Oh, boy. No one wants to see their child suffering. And I think there's a fear that you may lose your child. Just those thoughts when you love your family, those thoughts that go through your mind, you know, even being a pastor, you know, you're still human. And it's one of those things where you have to have faith in believing and trusting that God will bring you through. And I've always raised my children to believe that whatever they face or whatever they go through, they can overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Worst moment for you watching what Crystal was going through?
Well, she had such beautiful hair, and just slowly seeing that, you know, the hair, and just sitting in a room and with their treatments, the chemo. I mean, all of it. It was a very difficult process, you know, but, you know, I was there to support my daughter, and I really believe that God would heal her.
And hair, you know, grows back.
You're
a little bald there, a little too under his teeth, right?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you're surviving. You're definitely surviving. Yes. What did you think when he started to join our audio diary project?
Well, when I heard it, I didn't hear it prior to it airing, and it was very emotional for me because, you know, that's my father, and I don't see him cry or anything like that. He's the head of the household and strong and stuff like that. So it was difficult for me to hear him going through that because, you know, I didn't miss a night of sleep during this. I just didn't realize that he was going through that hard of a time. And I do think it was more difficult for my parents to watch me and stuff like that. And I was far away. You know, they weren't here with me every second. But I will say, like, the day that I was diagnosed, I remember going downstairs to talk to you, just like me and you. And you said, now is the time to put your faith to work. So I think he gave me really good words of wisdom and how to be grateful, you know, because it could be worse. I remember him saying that too. So I think the things that he told me in the beginning, the day of my diagnosis, is really what got me through my treatment, my perspective on things, and it really got me through. So,
what was the first thing you said to him after you heard just how tough this had all been for him in that little diary piece?
Well, I was proud of him, you know, to voice it, because I think it's important that he put that out there so other people, whether it's fathers, brothers, that they can relate to it and know that what they're feeling is not, you know, abnormal. Sometimes people just want to get through this and move on with life and act like nothing happened, but I think he made his mark. I think it was very selfless of him.
Well, thank you.
28-year-old Crystal Miller has been sharing her story of breast cancer with the Takeaways Under Her Skin. I sat down with Crystal and her father, Keith Miller, and to hear more from Crystal or the other women of our series, visit thetakeaway.org and click Under Her Skin in the upper right-hand corner of the page.